6:35, 50 degrees on a Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320 WILS. That kind of the only person I know that gets up earlier than me is WILS News Director Rich Earl. How are you, Rich? I can never whine about getting up early to you because you've been there and done that.
I wouldn't have much sympathy if you did.
Now, last night you attended Lansing's city council meeting. It was a big, big meeting as they were trying to get budget issues taken care of. Well, what happened?
Well, the city council wound up approving a fiscal year budget that is likely going to be vetoed by Mayor Virge Brennero. And the mayor made that statement toward the beginning of the meeting last night in his mayoral remarks. Basically said to the council, you know, if you pass the budget as it stands at this point, that would be before the discussions began, he will veto it. And so the council, as the evening went along, they adopted mainly, for the most part, what had been proposed before the meeting started. There is one exception in that the council did transfer funds from the council budget, $60,000, to a sidewalk repair program. But other than that, everything else was the same. The big story, the big discussion that turned out last night was on this return on equity from the Lansing Board of Water and Light. The mayor had proposed in his proposal, as these budget discussions started, was that the return on equity be bumped up from 4% to 5%. In the budget amendments that were approved by the City Council's Committee of the Whole last week, that number got bumped up to 5.5% to fill a budget hole, as well as bring back more police officers and significantly cut the number of furlough days for employees. And it's a big reduction. We're talking from 26 furlough days all the way down to 6. And so that was included in this budget that was approved last night. And there's a lot of hoopla over this because, for one, the BWL came out last week in a press release and said that they are against the council's 5.5% proposed return on equity. They support the mayor's 5% return. And that's kind of where some of the, you know, any arguing or a lot of the controversy stemming from last night's discussion surrounds. And so that part of the story is going to be continuing.
All right. Beyond the difference in numbers that the city council and the mayor would like to see in regards to what the board and water and light would pay, where else are there differences?
That's the main thing right now. There were differences before on public safety. You know, the big storylines over most of these last 2 months has been what to do about the police millage money that was approved by voters in the fall. The mayor at first wanted a small portion of that money to go toward a new headquarters, a new building on South Washington Avenue. The council wanted all that money to go toward boots on the ground, toward bringing back personnel, because that's what they sold to the public last fall before that vote took place. That kind of subsided over the last week because the mayor came out and changed his mind on that, and he proposed instead of consolidating precincts and putting everyone under one roof, you know, he proposed instead of allocating that money toward those police officers who are being paid for by a federal grant, which expires in 2.5 years. You know, they want to keep those officers on the job past that time period. So for the most part, they got that ironed out. The big disagreement, though, right now is this BWL return on equity.
All right. So what's next? The mayor has an opportunity to veto that. How long does he get to?
The mayor has until the end of the workday Thursday. He has 3 days from the time that the council approves the budget. So that's what we're expecting. As far as the council overriding the veto, they have, I believe it's 14 days after the mayor vetoes the budget. But this is the thing. The budget last night was approved 5-3 by the council. You need 6 votes to override the mayor's veto, which right now, unless things change between now and in a couple of weeks, the council does not have the 6. They only have 5. So what happens after that, we're not quite sure yet, but this, even though the council approved the budget last night, this is still far from over.
Who were the no votes last night?
The no votes were Kathy Dunbar, who you've been hearing in the news this morning, Tina Houghton and Jessica Yorko, which, you know, with the developments that happened over the past few days, especially with their committee wrap up last week, it's not really a big surprise that the budget vote turned out that way.
Do you think any of those no votes could turn into a yes vote?
I'm going to say highly unlikely. I don't see Dunbar switching over. I don't see Jessica Yorko switching over. I guess if any of the 3 were to switch over, I guess by process of elimination, you would think Tina Houghton, but I even doubt that.
All right. And you're going to continue following this story with a meeting with the Board of Water and Light.
Yeah, there's a big meeting tonight for the Board of Water and Light Commissioners. It's at 5:30 at the BWL office there on Hako Drive, and they're going to be voting on this return on equity. And this is one point that Kathy Dunbar made in our conversation with her last night. She thinks that this budget that was passed was irresponsible because it includes this 5.5% return, but the BWL is likely to approve just a 5% as the mayor proposed. So, she called them imaginary numbers that they were approving. And so that's her side of it. And for the majority of the council side, their reason for the 5.5% to fill a budget hole, bring back the police officers, and knock down the furlough days.
From your perspective, what was the vibe like at the meeting with the public speaking and the conversation?
Well, the public speaking was interesting because there were some union folks who came out, a couple of which said the administration's not reaching out to us. You know, they're going to the media first before they come to us. And they're also saying, in response to the mayor wanting them to concede, give up more concessions, you know, they said, hey, we've already conceded enough. The council discussions was rather interesting, especially in the mayor's opening remarks. He criticized the majority of the council for the budget amendments from last week that some on the council felt were rushed through. And the facial expressions on some of the council members actually were priceless. Derek Quinney was kind of snickering during the mayor's rant. Jody Washington just had this bug-eyed, if you will, look on her face saying, what? It was almost like she was ready to bust out laughing. Brian Jeffries was shaking his head. I don't believe this. So it was a very interesting night.
Yeah, and Brian Jeffries, in regards to some of his own council members who said that a meeting was rushed through last week and that the topics were rushed through, said that that was inaccurate, that the information was out there. But some council members have missed some key meetings and some key votes and didn't do their homework.
Yeah, and for Kathy Dunbar, we do have to give her just a little bit of a break because there have been some. I'm not going to go completely into this, but there have been some health issues within her family, some very serious issues, and that's why she hasn't attended all the meetings. It's been a tough situation for her, but. You know, at the same time, for the other council members who may have missed, I can't really speak for them. But they still feel like this was rushed through and there was no explanation given on these amendments during the committee meeting that happened last week. So you got both sides of the story.
So a big meeting tonight with the Lansing Board of Water and Light.
Yeah, it's going to be a big meeting. In the BWL, the commissioners, their regular meetings are just once every other month. So this will be a big one. We'll you know, we'll see what they approve. You know, the likelihood is that they're going to approve a 5% return, and that'll have a big impact on the city budget as we go forward, and the possibility of a budget amendments being made in regard to this particular issue.
And we'll be covering that.
Yeah, maybe. We'll be covering that again. That's at 5:30, and that's at the BWL office on Hayco Drive.
WILS News Director Rich Hurl live in studio. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Tony.
50 degrees, 6:45 on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Good morning.